Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars head football coach Rick Wendbigler. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Cougars picking up another win, but more importantly was a district win against Keeney Valley, scoring 56 points in that ball game. Matter of fact, the final score was 56-22 over Keeney Valley. Coach, things are clicking right now for the Cougars.
Oh, yeah, I challenged them after the Wyandotte game. You know, I challenged those guys to be better, to execute the fundamentals that we needed to execute. And, you know, they accepted the challenge 100%. We started a freshman at strong safety, and he had a scoop and score for us in the game. He had an interception for a touchdown. The touchdown was called back, but, you know, instead of letting that affect us, we came out the very next play and scored a touchdown with our offense. So he had a bunch of tackles, and, you know, we've just got a lot of guys stepping up. We're doing things right. Our belief and confidence is very, very high, and we're excited. And I'm just so proud of our kids. We're 4-2, and we've scored a lot of points. And our defense is getting better and better and better. And, you know, these kids have done everything I've ever asked of them, and so I'm real happy for them. I'm real proud to be their coach, and they've done a great job.
Coach, how important was this win for you guys, especially getting that district win?
Oh, it's huge. We were down, obviously. You know, we got beat up pretty good by Wyandotte, and that put us in the negative point value district play at 15. We're back at zero now with that win over Keeney Valley. We're 1-1 in district play. We know that, again, we have another must-win football game this week against Chelsea. And we're just – it's such a positive feeling around here. You know, we're trying to get to that point where we compete with those big dogs in our district, but we're also wanting to get to a point where we understand that there are games that we have got to win if we're serious about being who we want to be and what we want to be. And Keeney Valley was one of those games that we had to have. We had to win it. And I challenged our guys, and they did it, and they did it with authority. And so it's a very exciting time at Oklahoma Union.
And it is. And now that focus this week, go on the road, take that short trip to Chelsea, which the Green Dragons have yet to win a ball game. But certainly for you guys that are getting better and better each week, what's your keys going to be against Chelsea?
Well, we need to understand that, you know, that they're where we were at this point last season, and none of our kids gave any thought to our record last year when we were playing. We went to every game, and we wanted to win. We wanted to break our losing streak last year. So the biggest thing for us is we are looking past their record. We everybody we play is 0-0, and our kids have got to be more focused. They've got to challenge themselves more. Our leaders have got to stay focused. And we've just got to continue to do what we've been doing just in terms of fundamentals and techniques and improvement. And if we can do that and we can maintain that level of discipline and excitement that we have had, I feel we'll be successful. One of the things I challenged our kids to do against Keeney Valley was to show me that team in week one, show me that team that was 0-10, that was upset, that had a chip on their shoulder, that played with passion and played to prove people wrong. And we weren't that team for a couple of weeks this season. And last week against Keeney Valley, we made a tackle. We got excited. We got a 4-yard game. We got excited. And if that team can appear again this Friday of being excited and passionate and caring, I think we'll continue to be successful. If we underestimate our opponent, if we get content and get comfortable, I don't know what the result of the game is going to be. So the biggest challenge and biggest focus for us is to never, ever be satisfied with anything we've done and always strive for more. Do not get comfortable, because we've got a whole other half a season to go to be where we want to be. You know, we'll get comfortable, we'll get excited, we'll feel good at the end of the year when we know we have poured everything we've had into the year. But until that is done, we're not going to be satisfied with anything we do.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Hey, best of luck to you and the Cougars this Friday against Chelsea.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.